16:22. Yes, it is Friday. Huge show today. We'll have a whole lot of fun. Thanks for being here. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform. And
yes.
All glory be
preach.
To God Almighty. All day, every day, it is our mission to go to war against Satan himself, our common enemy. We will. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Still so relevant.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is September 16th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, you may have heard about all of the drama going on in Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two planes of illegal immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard to give liberal elites a taste of what's happening at our border. Well, in response, the elites have had an absolute cataclysmic meltdown. They have, no joke, compared these flights to the Holocaust and Ron DeSantis to Adolf Hitler. Local government of Martha's Vineyard, which manages to house more than 200,000 people, by the way, during the summer, says it simply can't hope to sustain 50 illegals despite its massive wealth, even though the left is happy to make impoverished small towns like yours on the border cope with 100 times as many people every single year. But the most deranged reaction so far has come from California Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, keep in mind, Newsom has no stake in this fight at all. He's not a politician in Florida or in Texas or Massachusetts. He's just an onlooker. But Newsom has responded to this illegal immigrant flight by sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland calling for Governor DeSantis to be arrested for kidnapping. So listen, this tells us some really important things. First, it's categorically true that the left doesn't believe any of the crap it spews about illegal immigrants enriching our country. It's bogus. It's fake. The moment that they are at risk of having to handle even a handful of them, they lose all dignity and completely melt down. Second, it's proof of just how satanic they've become. This isn't the first time people have been shipped from one state to another. In fact, a decade ago, Mike Bloomberg paid to have homeless people shipped from New York down to Florida. Did Florida demand that Bloomberg be arrested for kidnapping? I mean, it would have been nice if they did, but no, they did not. But this is how the left operates. They play for all the marbles. If you even think about using the same tactics that they do, they want you put in prison for life. It's actually pretty revealing that they immediately compared these flights to the Holocaust. Because what's really going on here is that the left is actually constantly thinking of doing their own political purge. They accuse us of plotting a Holocaust because they really are. They want you dead. They want your children castrated. They want your homes gutted and destroyed. They want everything that you've ever built in your life stolen to be given away to third world countries or stuck in their own pockets. That's their plan. So prepare accordingly. Edward Zoll has been all over this. He's an investigative reporter with the Stu Peters Network, and he joins us now. I like it. I think it's based, Edward. I really do. What Governor DeSantis is doing, I like it. But wouldn't we be better off taking this to where it really should go? Send them back to freaking Mexico.
Yes, we wouldn't just be better off. Our women and children would actually be safe. Because this group, you know, we play ping pong with Pablo. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, they play ping pong with Pablo because they are our lawn care, they're the people taking care of our kids, but that's the PG version of it. The true version, the reality is the political elite of this country use the migrants for foot soldiers. They're on the street, La Raza, beating up people. They're also used as sex slaves. Okay, the truth of this right now, I saw this story, this discussion. Dylan Fernandez is the representative out of Martha's Vineyard, by the way. And Stu, this picture right here is the best example, I can say, of this crisis. While the Republican Party is saying this is a great own, the Democrats are saying it's trafficking or kidnapping. Guess what it is? It's actually just giving MS-13 gang members a vacation. These men throwing up their gang signs, and I'm not going to do it because it's satanic. The horns are doing the MS-13 gang sign right now, right behind a member of Congress. He's aloof to it, or he's part of it. But the truth of the matter here is no one's addressing that the immigration crisis has been a crisis for 30 years. And the biggest impact is we're importing satanic sex traffickers, killers, to this country. I think deporting is the nicest thing we could do to these murderers.
Yeah. Hold them accountable here in our criminal court. Don't ever let them come back. Bring our military back from this stupid, undeclared war against Ukraine. Spend the $100 billion that you're sending there without your permission. You didn't have a vote in that. Bring it back here. Fund border security. Keep these people out. If you're illegally in this country, you should be deported back. And you're right to bring up the fact that these are military-aged young men. Maybe they're so nervous in Martha's Vineyard because they realize that these people probably have dirty bombs planted all over our country, getting ready for some sort of a big metropolis attack here. That's coming. Believe it. It's coming. Also, what's coming more on The Stu Peter Show as we continue in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Look at me. Take a picture. It'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. And yo, the mirror don't lie. Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. Well, as you know, on this program, we focus most of our vaccine attention on the shots put out by Pfizer and Moderna. You know, the clot shots, the bioweapons, the euthanasia injection. But there's another shot on the market these days created by the company Novavax. People say that this shot is Christian-friendly because it wasn't made using stem cell lines from aborted fetuses. But is it actually any better? Well, we turn to our medical contributor here on the Stu Peters Network, Dr. Jane Ruby. So there is a Christian vaccine. I can't. Go ahead.
They're going to try to get this into people any way they can, Stu. But I don't like this targeting a religious group and actually targeting them with lies. Let's do a quick review of how Novavax is made. Very important. They take the mRNA technology, you know, the synthetic, you know, chimeric thing. It's the same dangerous thing. But instead of directly injecting it into you, they inject it through, they put it into a baculovirus, which is something that doesn't infect humans, supposedly, but it infects arthropods like moths. And what they do, Stu, is they actually use the moths' genetic machinery to make billions of spike proteins at the direction of this mRNA code. And then here's what happens, Stu. They extract those billions of spike proteins. Again, the same dangerous, synthetic, the never before seen in nature spike protein that's highly toxic and aggressive in the body. And they inject you in a solution by the billions into your body. However, Stu, what they've done, Novavax company is very interesting. They added a toxic substance, I kid you not, you can look it up yourselves, called saponin from the soapwort tree. Saponin is very, very toxic. It's in, when you inject anything, it's going into your body, into the compartment. We know that it's going to go into the compartment, the blood system, and it's going to go everywhere in the body. But you're mixing the genetic material of an animal in, there's nothing Christian about that, and then injecting it into the body. But this saponin was added because they say that it's an irritant and it will sort of rev up your immune system even more. Stu, these are dangerous psychopaths. They're on the warpath to make money. They don't care how they hurt you. They just want to, you know, they want to rev this thing up. There's nothing Christian, by the way, of introducing the mixture of an animal's genetic material into your body, number one. There's nothing Christian, if you will, or any other religion, in deference to God, about inserting known toxins into your body. It's just incredibly outrageous. And a lot of people have been pushing Novavax for many months now as an alternative. The military's been doing it. And so I get a lot of questions from the military asking me if this is safer. I've said to them, no, it's dangerous, just in a different way. We can show you proof that in the C19 Telegram channel, Dr. Peter McCullough some months ago was touting the supposed safety of Novavax. This is very dangerous. I don't know if he was misinformed. I don't know if he still promotes it, but we've got to start pulling back. These are next generation bioweapon shots that are going to maim and kill. Just because they go about developing them in a different way is not any safer. And as you can see, they've actually added a toxic component because they think it's going to, you know, instigate and stir up your immune system to be even more reactive. It'll be more reactive, all right, but it's going to damage your immune system for probably forever.
Billions of spike proteins manufactured. Okay, the spike
That's
protein
correct.
We've identified as the freaking killer. Okay, and this is probably also the thing that's being shed on other people, making them incredibly ill, sick, rashes, headaches, and God knows what else. Menopausal women are bleeding. Women are having irregular menstrual cycles. I mean, you're not supposed to bleed when you're not supposed to bleed. This is the spike protein. There's still billions of them being manufactured here. But rather than spike proteins and petri dishes full of DNA from, I don't know, German hedgehogs and African king cobras and bats and penguins from China. Now it's moths.
Crazy.
So, I mean...
Yeah, and let me add one other piece, Stu, that's part of this whole toxic, you know, safer Novavax. They take the billions of spike proteins, they extract them from these moths, and they embed them on graphene sheets. You can see in the picture I brought here today for your producers. They embed them on these graphene sheets, which they then fold into tubules that Anthony Fauci did talk about in his testimonies to Congress, and then they insert that into the saponin adjuvant liquid directly into your body. It's insane. There's no safe vaccine. These are not vaccines. I'm really taking issue with frontline doctors who continue to call them vaccines. That's a red flag. Beware.
Yeah. For bringing this to our attention, thank you very much, Dr. Jean Ruby. And, you know, we've been bringing this to your attention for quite some time. This is not the first time that we've talked about Novavax on this program. We were actually here talking about Novavax about 6 months ago, and we brought these pictures of these moths. Now, Dr. Jane actually bringing more. But we are adamant at the Stu Peters Show, every single vaccine that's on U.S. soil right now, manufactured in China or India, lacks quality control. There is none. We're not just talking about these stupid C-19 bioweapons that we know have a diabolical and sinister method of transhumanism behind them. They're killing people intentionally with these. But every other vaccine should be incinerated, should be deemed dangerous, and in many cases, deadly. We have no way to monitor the safety of this. Bring pharmaceutical manufacturing right here to the United States. Create millions of jobs. Billions of dollars would be injected directly into our own economy, putting America first and Americans' healthcare actually first. That's the stance on this program. Also, this program, this network, the Stu Peters Network, the Richard Leonard Show, responsible now for saving tens of thousands of veterans. Yes, the VA actually making changes as a result of a program that appeared here. Details on that coming up next as Richard Leonard joins us. Go nowhere. So while other programs and broadcasters and podcast and major and cable television broadcast networks are getting rich pushing big pharma and antipsychotics and a pill for this and a pill for that, we like to keep you healthy with stuff that actually works, like magnesium. Do you know how important it is to your body's overall function to have the appropriate amounts and the right types of magnesium in your body? We always encourage you to do your own research. Check it out. 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency, which leads to added stress and anxiety. Who needs that in a day like today? Depression, low mood, that leads to sleepless nights and ultimately an early grave. We want you to be healthy. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium, the exact appropriate amounts in a 1-capsule formula. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Combat stress and anxiety. combat low moods, get the rest that you need. It is so important to your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular guy like me, you need magnesium. Don't be one of these people that ends up in an early grave because of sleepless nights and low mood and depression and stress and anxiety. Get Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. It is a lifesaver. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Welcome back. So I want to get serious for a second. I have to say something here. You know, we don't produce the shows on this network just to make money or to get attention. We don't do this to be famous. We do this because we want to change this country to try to save it from itself. We want to have an impact on the real world. I've mentioned before, some of you may be familiar with the story. One of my proudest moments doing this show is when I got to meet baby Cyrus in person, because we were able to use this platform, the weight of the influence of the people's bullhorn, to save a child and his family from an horrific evil, thanks to your involvement. So we wanted to share another testimony, another success story about the shows on the Stu Peters Network making a difference. This time it was our friend Richard Leonard, the host of the Richard Leonard Show, military-focused program, whose program successfully changed VA policy. Richard had been taking a close look at recent policy changes that affected veterans. He ended up exposing that the VA was planning to strip our most severely disabled veterans of their full-time caregivers. Tens of thousands of disabled veterans would have been left without the things that they need. Well, this week, Richard Leonard's efforts paid off, as the VA Deputy Secretary Donald Remy noticed his work. And so on Thursday, the VA made this surprise announcement that it would be extending its current caregiver benefits for at least another 3 years. Amazing. Great work, Richard Leonard. Thanks a lot for what you did there and for joining us now. Tell us more about this. The program was going to get rid of these caregiver benefits for the most severely disabled veterans. And as a result of your program on this network, it was somebody took notice.
Yes, absolutely, Stu. And thanks to this platform on your network, we were able to get the word out. Mr. Ben Krause, who is a good friend of mine, also a disabled veteran and an attorney, was contacted by these caregivers that were going to be purged out of the system. And through all the paperwork and the FOIAs and the investigation and the research, we were able to put it all out on the table for everyone to see. I think that part of the issue was that this program, because it only serves up to 15 or 16,000 veterans, which is a big number, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not quite that large. But yet it does spend $1.9 billion a year. And so now they were going to purge 90% of these caregivers out of the program, leaving veterans to go to adult daycares because their wives or whoever's taking care of them, spouses, need to go back to work. And so we did things like contact Mr. Dwayne Gertner, who we interviewed last week, who has nothing left to lose. If his caregiver, who, by the way, is not even his wife, not his mom, not his brother, not his sister, it is the mother of his best friend, has been taking care of him for years, gave up her career and everything to ensure that he didn't have to go to a VA home, didn't have to go to an adult daycare during the day.
Yeah, so I mean, when you talk about 10 or 15,000 veterans, you're also talking about the 10 or 15,000 people that are taking care of them. Upwards of 30,000 lives here would have been completely flipped upside down and changed. These people, right, as you said, I mean, selflessly left their career to honor a veteran who's disabled and take care of them, because these are the people who literally risk dying in a pile of spent shell casings to preserve the freedoms and liberties that we're watching be sabotaged by this oligarchy that's going on in this country right now. So you broadcast this, you expose this through these Freedom of Information Act requests with this attorney Krause, and then what happened?
And then, well, just before we get there, in some cases, too, some of these people have more than one caregiver. Some of them have two, so much more than 30,000 lives. But so we broadcast this all over the place, and they changed their policy. It was just yesterday. Now these caregivers are going to be able to stay in the program for another 3 years while they get their things together and make this a permanent deal. But the fight's not over. The fight's not over because we still want to see the budget. Where the heck is $1.9 billion a year going? Places like the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, who is sucking money in. And by the way, we have information to lead us to believe that they are scrubbing servers, they're shredding paperwork ever since this pressure started. And so we're gonna get to that. We're gonna research that. We're gonna get to the bottom of that.
Okay, hold on, because I have a question. I'm not familiar. Who is the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and what are they doing?
So the Elizabeth Dole Foundation acts as an advocate for the caregivers in this program. So as a veteran, when I have issues with the VA, I can contact the American Legion or the VFW or the DAV. These caregivers also are afforded a advocate, so to speak. And so when they're having issues like the supplies don't arrive or their pay isn't coming in correctly, they contact people like the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and many others, but the Elizabeth Dole Foundation gets the most money. And mind you, that Elizabeth Dole sits on the committee that appropriates or recommends where the money for this program goes, and they receive the most of it.
Interesting. So as they're supposed to be there acting as advocates, you believe that you have information that they're actually skimming from this budget, enriching themselves, not appropriating the funds where they're supposed to go. And what makes you think that these people are now shredding documents and scrubbing emails?
Well, just lots of information that we're getting from anonymous sources. When we went to their website yesterday to just reconfirm some information, it was gone, miraculously gone. And also, Stu, what's interesting is that this program has a lot of contractors that provide services, whether it be physical therapy or any other kind of service that you would get in home. A lot of them seem to be connected to the Elizabeth Dole Foundation one way or the other. So that's another interesting twist.
Well, you've caught the attention of this show, that's for sure. I'm going to be looking into this Elizabeth Dole Foundation here at the Stu Peters Show, because if there's corruption happening and if it's affecting our veterans, that pisses me off. I mean, you're a veteran. You and I, candidly, full disclosure, for those of you that are not familiar, Richard Leonard and I spent nearly 15 years together in an SUV for countless hours every day, chasing violent offenders wanted for, crimes against persons and gangs and guns and drugs and rape and murder and those kinds of things. Very rewarding. I thought that was going to be my forever job, but apparently God had different plans for us. We started a program called Patriotically Correct together, just bitching and moaning and complaining on the internet after George Floyd died of a fentanyl overdose. Next thing you know, it blows up into the Stu Peters Show. Now you've got the Richard Leonard Show on the Stu Peters Network, which is military focused. And that's thanks to Richard's life has mainly been military focused. A Purple Heart recipient, multiple deployments. His service is impeccable, got blown up over in Iraq. And so, we're forever grateful for your service and the service of all of your fellow servicemen, yes, in the U.S. Army and all branches of service that are being attacked and purged right now by this illegitimate pedophile in the White House at the direction of God knows who, Barack Obama or whatever else. But so for full disclosure, Richard and I have a history together, and that's why he's on this network, because I know his heart, and I know that you're going to dig and try to get more information on this Elizabeth Dole Foundation. We're going to do that too, so I'm going to direct Edward Saul and Lauren Witzke and the great people that work here at SPN to start looking into this. We're going to find you, Elizabeth Dole, I promise. Richard Leonard, for your work here, we really appreciate that. Congratulations on the success and getting this this change made. Tens of thousands of veterans, over 30,000, probably upwards, 35, 40, 50,000, who knows how many lives have been changed as a result of that. This is the success that we're talking about on this network. This is why we do this job. And if we're not going to look out for our veterans, if the people, the leaders, the fake leaders, these tyrannical overlords, as they, with their unilaterally self-appointed pseudo-authority, if they're going to ignore our veterans, we will not. We will always fight for our veterans. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. It's just disgusting parasites are attacking our freedom and our liberty. They're attacking our kids. They're attacking our veterans, and they're coming for your money. Keep it safe. Invest in gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. I have been predicting that they're going to reset the banking system to zero. Reset everybody. That means you to zero. So that means all your life, everything that you've been working hard for, your retirement or a college tuition for your kids, whatever it might be, the beach house, the cabin in the woods, hunting trips, vacations, all of that, gone. Promise you, that's what they're going to use to fund more terror, more tyranny, more vaccines, more bioweapons labs. Don't take part in that, and don't be a victim. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call my good friends over at Goldco. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You've heard me talk about Patriot's Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well, so why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF, yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. Well, Dr. Sal Martingano has lived a long life and has seen the full transformation of America in the decades since World War II. He was born in Brooklyn as a first wave baby boomer. He spent some time as a high school industrial arts teacher, but then left to get a doctorate in chiropractic. He spent 30 years building a practice in Florida, but he's also built a career as a speaker and radio host, and he even co-hosted a medical talk show on TV. Well, Dr. Martingano believes that the government is executing a plan to change our way of life completely. The plan is simply this: destroy the middle class totally, take control of their children to shape them as they wish. That, of course, means rewriting the history books and making our schools even more indoctrination-based than they already are. We agree with that sentiment. And to that end, Dr. Martingano joins us now to discuss this even further. So communism, obviously, they're playing the long game. Dr. Martingano, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, most of the topics that you're going to be talking about is actually Marxism. Marxism has taken over the school systems from way back when I was teaching. It slowly showed up. And of course, Marxism will turn into socialism, which it turns into communism. But people don't understand what isms are. There's so many of them. They wouldn't know it if it hit them right in the face. So it's not a slur. It's just, that's just a fact. It's been slowly infiltrated. The whole concept of overpromise and underdeliver has been the name of the game. Give people what they want and then say, you know what? We can't do that anymore, but we're going to do this instead. Change the names of things so they don't really understand what's happening. Like, for instance, the CDC, which is pretty much controls everything that we do medically, has nothing to do with the government at all. It's not even a government agency. It's a private agency that's owned by the pharmaceuticals for the most part. The CDC actually owns 26 patents on vaccines. Now just think about that. They have no testing facilities, no labs, no nothing. The only thing they do is listen to what the pharmaceuticals say the drug is, and they repeat it. So what oversight would the CDC have that we need to be following?
They've done this so methodically as well. You know, just thinking about kids and how you have a history in teaching. They use the media, obviously, to propagandize America, to brainwash and program them. Commercials that air during their favorite shows, the sponsors like Pfizer and Moderna bringing you these shows on CNN and mainstream broadcast networks. And then, of course, these anime films that are like increasingly pornographic, sexualizing our children, the Disney network and all of Disney itself, basically just a big, huge pedophile ring. What about as your experience as a teacher in the school? When did you start to notice that this programming was taking place and that the districts wanted you to implement more of a indoctrination type of curriculum?
Well, this started in the 60s, actually. I was teaching in New York City from up until 1972. And we had a wonderful relationship, and all of a sudden somebody came in to my room and said, listen, you're going to have to start teaching this particular type of program. In other words, kids who are not actually capable of doing the program the way it's supposed to. Pass them anyway. Just let them slide because we need the money. The money was actually, New York City was actually, if you pass a certain number of kids, the city gets a certain stipend. And it turned from a learning-based situation to a money-based situation. And I played the game for a little while until they finally came in and they said, listen, you're not doing what we ask you to do. And I said, well, what are you asking me to do? I was trained to teach. And you want me to recite a line, say this four or five times and pass people who don't pass? I said, but what kind of system is that? He said, you know, you're bordering on insubordination. I said, really? I said, no, I'm not bordering on it. I am insubordinate. I ain't doing this. This is not the way it's going to work. And within about 4 months after that, they were all over my case and I ended up resigning. And with 18 years, left my pension, left everything, and decided to become a chiropractor.
Have you talked to any people recently that are still in the educational field and talked to them about the books that they're getting rid of, the books that they now have, the history that they teach, if any at all?
It's rewritten. The history books were totally destroyed, rewritten to match the programs that are going on today. And, you know, Goodwin and all those books that used to be there, they were forced in order for them to publish these books and sell them to the school systems in the millions or however they were doing. They had to conform to what the government wanted them to do. And I'm not talking about the U.S. government. I'm talking about people on the outside that are controlling what the government is doing. You know, similar, you see what's going on with Biden. I mean, he's just a mouthpiece for what's going on behind the scenes. And that's what was happening back in the school system. All of the stuff that was being taught, history was just void of any substance. You know, 1896, this is what happened. In 1864, the Civil War, and just giving dates and numbers and times, but no substance. So more or less, kids were just blowing it off. And that filtered right into the upper area. New math came out while I was there. I said, what the hell is new math? I mean, math is math, you know? And then they started talking about things that were abstract, really stuff to keep everybody on their toes, but yet nothing of substance that we can actually say, this is how it used to be and this is how it's going to be. How do you teach your kids at home if you don't know what they're learning? So parents were just eliminated, and that was the whole point. The PTAs disappeared completely in New York City. PTA, you know, Parent Teachers Association used to be a place where you talk to your teachers and about the kids. That never happened. That just vanished because the parents didn't know what was going on. So it's been going on for a long time, and that's the whole point. It's supposed to be slow infiltration. That's what Marxism is. We changed the name from Marxism to liberalism, you know, to progressivism, because they sound like, those are euphemisms. They sound like nice stuff. But we're talking about down and dirty Marxism.
Down and dirty so much that you take kids and you teach them to hate their parents.
Big time.
You know, you have somebody like me or somebody like you, Dr. Martingano, we understand what's going on here. And I agree with you 100%. We don't have a government that's representative of people. We don't have a United States government at all. We have a corporate government crime syndicate.
Correct.
And these are controlled by, you know, various different entities and billionaire individuals across the planet. That are dictating what it is that's happening here through bribery and blackmail and financial and even sexual favors, all of these things enriching and empowering people in the military industrial complex and in the DC Beltway and using a complicit media to do it all. So how do you take a kid who looks up to and honors his mother and father and turn that child against that influence structure and destroy the nuclear family?
Well, the plain and simple part of it, I'm involved with my grandkids. We talk about that quite a bit. It's grades. It's as simple as that. If you want to pass, this is what you have to do. I mean, it's down and dirty. But parents are teaching things that when kids bring them back into the classroom, the teachers frown on it. This is not what we're supposed to be learning. We're supposed to be learning, you know, sexuality in schools, what's going on now. This is, like I said, I keep repeating this. If you look at, there's a book out there by James Simpson called Who is Karl Marx? I read that thing. And I'm telling you, it's a playbook for exactly what's going on now, precisely, and even in the way. In 1963, the Communist Party put out 46 rules, 46 ideas that they were going to change the United States to a communist country by the 2030. And of those 46 rules that they put in, 28 of them have already been established that we wouldn't even know is not part of the United States. These are communist rules that have been slowly but surely infiltrated into the system, into the schools, into the healthcare system. Just about everything we do is involved. You know, One thing I came across something that was kind of interesting. Henry Kissinger, way back when, at the time, he said something in 2009, which is kind of interesting, talking about the vaccines, what's going to actually happen. He says, once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood and organ donations for the better good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. We can control sheep's minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions of dollars. And many of you here in this room, he was talking in front of a group, it's a big win-win. We thin out the herd and the herd pays us for exterminating services. That was the prelude to pretty much what's going on right now. We are being forced to accept things that have nothing to do with American culture. Our Constitution has been circumvented by emergency use authorizations. You know, all emergency use authorization, martial law, all these things were put into effect just in case the president can't do what he has to do or Congress doesn't have the time to do what it needs to do. They're emergency use authorizations. How can you have an emergency use authorization going on this long when there's no emergency? We're talking about kids under 12 being vaccinated because they need to. There's no emergency in here at all. And yet under the emergency use authorization, they're being subjected to these kinds of things. We're accepting this. This is not the way the American way should be.
That was my next question. Why are so many people, why are the masses accepting all this? If I can see it and you can see it, why can't the masses see it?
Because I'm in my third century, my three quarters of a century old, that's why. And the people who are in 25 or 30 years of age building a family have to have money to pay for that stuff. Well, if you want the money, this is what you have to do. If you want to work, you got to wear a mask. If you want to take your kids to school, this is what you're going to be learning. They don't have the freedom that we had back then to have alternatives. It's being taken away. You know, you go from a 2-point-something inflation rate, you know, to 6 and 8. Only reason why it's 6 or 9.1 is what it was. The only reason why it's 9.1 is because they changed the rules. It's actually 16.4. That's back in the Carter ages. That's what's going on right now. But they keep changing the rules, changing the numbers, so people don't see it. And they just say, well, we got a lot to go yet. This is what they're doing.
Who do you think are the big players? So we're talking about this is what they are doing. Who do you think is they, and how have they been successfully able to infiltrate virtually every single aspect, every single bureaucracy, every single agency that we know in our government?
The main story here, if you go back to a book that I read many years ago, is called The Creature from Jekyll Island. It talks about nine of the most prominent men. It was 1914 during the Wilson administration. Nine of the most important people in the world, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, they got together on an island off North Carolina called Jekyll Island. And they came together to produce the next 100 years of what's going to happen to America to take it over. Sounds real simplistic, but I read the book, I met with the author and a couple times, and this explains line and verse how they were going to infiltrate. Each of these men had a specific, they had the oil, the Rockefellers and Standard Oil, you know, and medicine, and all of the main things that America runs on was being controlled by these elites. And they put the program into way, and they bought their way into the system. This is where Soros and all of these people that have these billions of dollars, they belong to these organizations. The hell with them, the government. They don't care about the government. They just want control.
They are the government.
They are the government. That's what I'm saying. That's the whole point. The government is just there as a number, as a name. But the people who are pulling the strings behind the government are the people with this money.
Dr. Sal Martin-Gano, I'm up against a break here and I got to go. Okay. But I hope that you'll come back and talk to us more.
Sure.
In depth, because I agree 100%. The government is just a fake facade. That's all it is. It's an idea. It's an illusion to give people the safety and security that there's some sort of a representative form of government, whether you call it a democracy, which is not what we are, whether you call it a constitutional republic, which would require, a constitution. All of this is 100% fake. People need to wake up. People need to wake up their neighbors. But, you know, you're in your third generation, Dr. Martin-Gano, and I know you're gone now, but he's in his third generation. What I am so thankful for is that every day I see younger and younger people waking up. Earlier, we talked about the Zoomers, we talked about the gamers, we talked about Generation Z, we talked about Groypers. These are the groups of people that give me hope for America. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. you an awful lot about our great friends over at Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. They bring you the Nootropics brain supplements that make you a better you. Whether you're an educator fighting to uphold the traditions of America, like Dr. Sal Martingano, or maybe you're a homeschooler trying to do it because you can't in the public schools that have been completely gutted by the left-wing communist Marxists that have overtaken this country. Or maybe you're a C-level executive, an entrepreneur, a business owner. We deal with distractions every day that deliberately are meant to distract us and take away our focus and our drive and our creativity. Whether you're just a husband and a wife, want to be a better husband or wife, better spouse, better mom, better dad, be the best you from the minute that you pop your eyes open every single morning. No snooze button 100 times. No cup of coffee. Process information. Be creative. Be focused. Be driven. All of these things. Be the best you that you can be with these Nootropics brain supplements from Newtopia. They're 100% legal, 100% safe, 100% non-addictive. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters right now. Fill out the custom personal questionnaire so that Newtopia can put together a personal brain supplement package for you. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there now. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. Well, her name is Deborah Ann Maselli, but you might know her by several other names. Alundra Blaze, or just the name Medusa, short for Made in the USA. Get it? She was the first woman pro wrestler ever named Rookie of the Year by Pro Wrestling Illustrated. She's entered the ring for the American Wrestling Association, All Japan Women's Pro Wrestling, the WWF, and most famously WCW. If you watched pro wrestling back in the 90s, you might remember her as the woman who threw the WWF's women title straight into the garbage during WCW Nitro. In 2015, Medusa was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. So she's still involved in the world of wrestling, but she's branched out all over the place with her career. For the past 2 decades, she's been competing as nothing else but a monster truck driver. Her car, of course, is named Medusa. As you might expect, Medusa's been forging her own path through life from the very beginning, and there's a whole lot of twists and turns to her life that we'll want to ask her about. In addition to winning wrestling titles and doing monster truck stunts around the world, Medusa is a health and fitness enthusiast and entrepreneur. She's been an entrepreneur since the age of 10 when she mowed her neighbor's lawns for 50 cents a pop, so we have that in common. Her habits have followed her for her entire life, so today she's here to talk to us about Curable. That's the company we've been talking about that offers various CBD-based oils, creams, energy shots, and a whole lot more. CBD is a naturally occurring oil that helps with anxiety relief, mental sharpness, healthy sleep, pain relief, allergies, migraine headaches, among a whole lot of other things. It's also used for pets, by the way. You can treat things like canine osteoarthritis and animal epilepsy. Go to Curable.com, that's K-U-R-I-B-L.com, and use the promo code STU to get 20% off. Miss Medusa joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Oh, this is awesome. It's such an honor. I listen to your podcast and I absolutely love
it. I'm sorry
to
hear
that. And
I love
the red, white, and blue. You're sorry to hear that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, now you're awake. You're part of the thing. I mean, listeners of this program are kind of like doctors now, actually, or even more so qualified than most doctors out here wearing these. They're like zombies with stethoscopes, aren't they? I mean, so what have you been doing since the beginning of the plandemic when this chimerically engineered bioweapon was released intentionally to push us towards these poisonous death jabs?
Interesting. So being in the entertainment business for 40 years and a full circle, I said, what the hell do you do now?
Right. Yeah.
So again, being a motivator that I am, I thought just trying to be creative and never really being a real techie person. I thought, you know, I'm going to go back to what I kind of knew a little bit, and that's gaming. So I dove right in. I bought a bunch of monitors. I bought all the gaming equipment and I dove headfirst into gaming. So now I'm live on Twitch gaming.
Well, all of our Groiper fans. Yes. All of our Groipers are going to be very interested. We got a lot of Zoomer fans here. So a lot of gamers.
Yes, I love gaming.
Those people,
so
by the way, are incredible. We love our gamers, our Zoomers, our Groipers. So did the pro wrestling thing and the monster truck stuff, did that shut down with COVID, you know, as they were trying to say everybody couldn't see their families, nobody should gather together, cover your face with a Sharia face muzzle, bacteria-ridden oxygen-inhibiting silence device, a sign of submission to the regime?
Well, of course, everyone had to follow the rules. So Vince McMahon of the WWE is a genius in himself, so he thought and put together and called in a favor, and he made all the pro wrestlers essential workers.
I've actually had dinner with that guy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So when I was younger, and a lot of people may know this, some people may not. If you go to my fake Wikipedia page where they've made sure everybody is aware of this, I snuck into the governor's mansion back in the day when Jesse Ventura was the governor here in Minnesota. And so what I did was I had secured a part for this short film that Terrell Ventura was directing, right? And for some reason felt like I had to put the icing on the cake. So I lied to him. I told him I was the older brother to Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who was with Home Improvement. Remember that guy?
Yes.
And so he's like, well, where are you going to stay while you're in town? You know, I mean, I lived like 20 minutes away. I'm like, well, I don't know. And he's like, well, why don't you just come and stay in the governor's mansion? My dad's the governor of Minnesota. I'm like, you're kidding me. I knew all of this, of course. Right. So for 3 weeks, I stayed at the governor's mansion. Yeah, I had dinner with Vince McMahon. Let's see, because you remember Jesse Ventura, the body. I mean, this guy, he was the celebrity referee for SummerSlam. And then we had, Jimmy Jams and Terry Lewis, Kevin Garnett with the Timberwolves. So yeah, it was really something until the state troopers figured out who I was. And then they obviously evicted me from the mansion.
So many stories there, Stu, and every name, everything that you mentioned, I could go on and on and on. Great Jesse the Ventura stories. Him and I used to go to a place called the gym, which the Road Warriors owned back in the day. And we would sit there on the bike and he would rock back and forth while he was on the bike telling me all his Navy SEAL stories, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was interesting. And Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, boy, that's a great story there. We'll talk about someday. I'm a Minneapolis girl myself, born and raised. Love Minnesota. I just go back there and visit now. My granny's going to be 100 years old. She rode her Harley until she was 88. So thank God I have some of her genes. However,
yeah, no kidding. So you stay healthy. I mean, 100 years old, your grandma in Minnesota.
Yes.
Dealing with these
she's
politics.
Still driving.
Wow.
She's still driving her car. She's still reupholstering furniture and she sews for people across the United States. She's amazing. She's there in Minnesota.
Wow.
So she's the one that made all my wrestling outfits in the beginning of my career. And fast forward, I was just, my goal was to go to Japan and I went to Japan for 3 years to wrestle. My body has taken a beating, definitely.
Yeah. So and is then that I didn't what turned like you on to this curable thing? Because you're very passionate about
this. I'm getting
this.
There. I'm
okay.
getting there.
Right.
So I wanted to change the trajectory because I didn't like the way the women's wrestling was going or how they were portrayed. So all of a sudden I got a call out of the blue to from a friend, Mike Weber. He's the COO of Fight TV app. And he called me and said, Deuce, what are you doing? You want to drive a monster truck? I'm like, what? I've never even seen a monster truck, but I'm a gearhead. I ride Harleys, four-wheelers, dirt bikes, whatever.
Yeah.
So I went in there 20 years later. My body is beat. 40 years of just compression, bam, breaks, you name it. And I mean, I have woken up just sore, can't make a fist, stuff like that. Then Michael Weber introduced me to Tim Braun, which is VPO there of Curable. And my gosh, what a beautiful fit. I mean, just all Minnesota people just happen to be, and Curable's from Minnesota.
Yep.
I started taking the products to, I am not kidding, the tinctures. I'm a tea drinker and I put it in my tinctures and I do the roll-ons because I travel a lot. The spray is phenomenal and you have it right there. That's awesome.
Here's the roll-on. So I coach baseball, right? And yes, I do. And so one of the parents of a player who kind of helps out as an assistant coach works for Curable. His name's Jeremy. And
Jeremy's great.
Yeah. And I had really bad pain in my shoulder, incapacitating from endoclavicular arthropathy, I guess is the official diagnosis. And spurs, all that stuff. I mean, I couldn't work out, all that stuff. He gave me this stuff. I tried it immediately, just like you became, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. I was really surprised what the product can do. If people aren't really educated enough or informed and they just hear CBD and they hear drugs and they think
marijuana. Yes, exactly. They think THC, everybody's going to be stumbling around high.
It's 0.3%, right? And it's derived. If you need more information, go to curable.com. Absolutely. Yeah. And all the bio and history and everything is on there. I cannot tell you enough. I mean, you can go to Stu Peters, whatever, and get your 20% off and Medusa.
Yeah. Use promo code Stu or Medusa. So, I wanted to say something because a lot of people, you know, we talk about joint pain, ligament pain, muscle pain, you know, after surgery pain, numbness, you know, things like that this Curable can help with. By the way, as Medusa mentioned, all of the CBD is sourced right here. The hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Family owned and operated business too. I think that's really important. And that's what turned me onto them. Is when we started talking about advertising, I was like, man, I would love to have you guys on. But anyways, we started doing some research myself on my own and us here at the network on CBD and the things that it can help with. And I was shocked to see things like Parkinson's symptoms. You know, and that's near and dear to my heart. My grandfather had Parkinson's. So, you know, and then also like if you have a child with ADHD, that this stuff can help with that.
Very much so.
You know,
I'm anxiety ridden. My panic attacks came when this pandemic happened. And I was like, what the hell is happening? And thank God I met Tim. And I've been using this product for a while and it's been nil. Like I've changed my diet a bit. I've always been very healthy and ate well, but I changed my diet as well. And with Curable and Together, it is amazing what has happened. I haven't had a panic attack in probably a year and a half.
So with ADHD and Parkinson's shocking me, we dug further. Allergies, if you have seasonal allergies or pet allergies, speaking of pets, you can use this stuff on your animals as well.
Yes.
You know, migraine headaches. A lot of people have these persisting migraine headaches that, by the way, come along with the, you know, the friend that the ladies get every month. Apparently, it helps with a lot of those
symptoms.
Yes. Okay, there we go. Apparently, it helps with a lot of those symptoms as well. What are some of the things that you found that you were shocked? Wow, this CBD can help with this as well?
Well, let's attack that too. So not only anxiety and panic, which we've seen risen just crazy since all of this has happened. However, ADHD is like a thing, right? And that I thought I had and was diagnosed with, and I'm against taking drugs, pills, big pharma, everything.
Thank God.
I always try to find everything naturally, and I do. And so what really helped me is in the hormone issue. Oh my gosh. So being a woman of age and just having my body change, it was questionable. Like they were trying to give me all of these pills, just say, take this, try that, do Celebrex, do this. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So finally I spoke to a naturopath and they told me to get this blood work, get all of this done. And with the combination of CBD, I told my naturopath about this product, about Curable, and she absolutely did her research, did her due diligence, and I think they may be partnering up. So
awesome.
That is so cool. Yes, hormonal. Oh my gosh.
I want to mention too, because I'm running low on time here. We're up against a hard break on the network, but I want to mention this is that, you know, there are a lot of imposters. There's a lot of CBD companies out there, your corner stores, you know, with the neon flashing CBD sold here sign that you see them a lot in like tobacco shops and stuff like that. You don't know where in the hell this stuff is coming from. I mean, this could be sourced from China. It could be sourced from India. You know, all of the people that are manufacturing our pharmaceuticals and, by the way, sending us endless plandemics. This, what I really love about this is the quality, the family-owned part of this business. I really, and then knowing where it comes from, all natural hemp grown right here in Minnesota. You know that you're not going to get any lipid nanoparticles or any nanobots in these things, no spike proteins or anything like that. So make sure that you check it out. I'm a huge fan. I personally use the product. As I told you, I'm back in the gym, no pain at all in this shoulder. I dealt with it for 20 years. 20 years.
Yes.
We considered surgery. I've had injections that only made it worse. That's what the medical industrial complex does. Healthcare
is no injections here. I'm sticking with Curable. It works. I do not promote anything I don't believe in. And that was my first thing going into Curable. I need to try the product at least 6 months before I start promoting it. And absolutely, boom, 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 I believe in it.
Yeah.
And
well, we're a lot alike because I won't have have anything on this program that we don't believe in either. Medusa, when you are here in Minnesota, make sure that you hit me up. We'll get together.
I will.
I'd love to meet your 100-year-old granny. We'll tell a whole bunch
she's
of stories.
Badass.
Want to hear about Jimmy Jams and Terry Lewis as well. Thank you so much for being here. KURIBL.com. That's KURIBL.com. If you want to try this miracle substance, I'm telling you, do the research on your own. Go there and find all the things that it can help you with. Thanks again for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Again, that's KURIBL.com. Curable.com, promo code Stu for 20% off plus free shipping. We've told you a lot about HeavensHarvest.com. This is where you get your heirloom seeds. There's an upcoming imminent famine. They're going to try to starve us to death. Food supplies that last up to a year. Well, Clayton Llewellyn and Heaven's Harvest have put together a short documentary that'll be airing on the Stu Peters Network. Take a look.
Fire at a food processing plant. This is for Taylor Farms.
By the time I got here, the building was engulfed in flames.
We are on the precipice of a global food crisis.
We haven't seen how bad this is going to get yet. I mean, everybody's talking about the cost of food. There's not going to be any food.
I worked in our refinery shop, too.
You did? Wait, when?
Up until we blew it up.
Oh my gosh, again, look at this, guys. Look at this video right now.
Well, the Satanic Roundtable plans to reset you to zero and to steal everything and to crash the market and destroy your family completely. You better do business with a like-minded fiduciary. This show and every Stu Peters show brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, an independent fiduciary that loves Jesus. Do business with a like-minded person. Book your appointment with him today. Call him 813-448-3446 or visit him online at CortezWM.com. Make sure that you go every Tuesday and Thursday to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, made to be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the